Hello, it's me, the M, the I, the K, to the E, hailing from the D, the Y, to the T. That's the abbreviation for the city called Dayton, and I'm sending you good sensations and vibrations. And remember, I'm just saying, I wanted to come to you today with a very special podcast topic today, just talking to you about birthday blessings. Looking over the Facebook timeline, or as my grandmother would call it, Faceboard, there have been a lot of things going on, a lot of RIPs, RIHs, and death has been prominent and preeminent throughout the year, throughout people that we've known. And birthdays are truly a blessing. It's the actual celebratory morning wake-up call for another year. Now, don't get me wrong. Every morning that you receive the morning wake-up call, you need to be happy. You need to enjoy it and to live life to the fullest. But this time, I want you to run it up. Whenever it's your birthday, run it all the way up, as the young people say. I want you to take that trip, be with that small circle of friends. I want you to have such a good time that only you in that circle can talk about the things that you've done, because it was such an exciting time. And also, if you're not a person that wants to go on vacation or do anything, that's perfectly fine, but have that celebration for yourself. If you don't want to celebrate at all, okay. But the main thing is just make sure that you've enjoyed your time here and are enjoying it. Maximum capacity, up, up, and away from here. And with that day of yours, consider it a holiday. Any, as I like to say, bad vibrations, like I say in the opening of the podcast, stay away from them. People that want to try to take the birthday and turn it into something else, get away from it. Because there are people who will plan a birthday for you, but the problem with what they're doing is that they're planning the birthday for themselves. They're doing such astronomical things, and then they're saying, oh, but it was your birthday. And it's like, no, it was your birthday more than mine. So you need to decide that you're going to do your birthday for you, your way, and enjoy that gift. And remember, you are the gift given on your birthday. That day, the world changed. Nobody can do it like you. If you don't think so, if you don't think you're unique, well, how about we do this? How about we look at your fingerprint and we compare it to everyone else's? If you don't think you're original. How about we listen to some of the things that you put out, like your podcast, your book, your music, and compare it to someone else? But the thing is you do it your way. I'll never forget in pro wrestling practice, I was learning a move, and my instructor said, well, that looks like that's your way of doing the move. And he meant it as a signature. He did not mean it in a condescending manner. So there's a certain way that you do your moves and the way that you move and do things. So continue to embrace that. Run it up for your birthday. No regrets. And next year, when it comes again, I want you to be able to look back and say, better are things to come than they have been before. And what you see is what you get. And what you have not seen is best yet. And the best is truly yet to come. You have once again come into this place called Mike Believe, a place that makes Emerald City look like a pile of green rocks. Wonderland, wonder why it was created at all. And never, Neverland wish that it was never created in the first place. I encourage you to dream like you'll live forever, but please, pretty please, live like you'll die today. I quit!